I'm flying. I'm falling. I'm both as the Karma Corp ultralight stealth wingsuit carries me through the air underneath the scanners of Hernando Fitzgerald's Peruvian Castle-like compound. The compound, still a kilometer and a half away, was nestled in the snow-covered Waywash mountain range, with black technology-equipped helicopters the only way anyone could get in or out. It was filled with 100 cyborg soldiers who watched over not only Hernando, but also his 200 brainwashed servants. A year ago, Hernando had been one of my bosses in the International Refugee Society, which had less to do with providing support to displaced peoples than arranging murder for hire. The society also kept the economy stable for its corporate backers, suppressed scientific development, and manipulated global politics on the side. To do that, Hernando and his supervisors had commissioned the creation of 26 artificial humans called Letters. I was G. I'd been promised a normal life after 10 years of service. But the truth was, cybernecrosis would kill me then. I still had a few years left, and I was determined to make them pay for it.
"You're coming in too fast, G," Marissa said over our cyberlink. "If you land too quickly, they're going to notice the wind movement."
Marissa was my handler, an NSA agent who had been sent to seduce me and convert me to the side of the Angels, and when that didn't work, to the U.S. government. We were still together, but I couldn't tell you how much of her affection was feigned. Still, I would have allied with the devil himself to take down the remnant of the society's leadership, three powerful executives we'd nicknamed the Tribunal. "They might notice your messages, too," I thought back to her.
"Not a chance," Marissa said, sounding genuinely concerned. "My encryption is impossible to pick up, let alone crack, and they're projecting out constant feeds to their satellites. Anything we say is going to be lost in the static."
"Whatever you say," I replied, watching the compound get closer and closer. It was exhilarating, really, flying downward with the ice-cold wind against my goggles-covered face. Once I would have worried about smashing myself against the side of the mountain, or freezing to death. Instead, I found the discovery of being a machine liberated me from mundane concerns of life and death. I was half a kilometer from the target now. My IRD implant enhanced my vision and gave me a full view of the compound. It was only vaguely castle-like, with a rectangular central building and four turret-covered towers. A Japanese mansion sat on the top, while SAM missile platforms were built into the mountain around it. If not for the cloaking tech built into my suit, I'd already have been blown out of the sky.
"You should start decelerating now," Marissa said.
"Not yet," I replied, confirming I was to aim my Tech-7 grappling gun at the side of the sheer gray stone beneath the compound's eastern side.
"Gee, you need to slow down," Marissa said.
"Not yet," I repeated. The compound's high walls made entrance from any angle but the mountain's sheer side all but impossible. The mission plan was for me to decelerate, fire my grappling gun, and proceed up the side. Too bad that wasn't going to work. My grappling gun had been sabotaged, and following orders would result in my death. We had a traitor in Strike Force 22. Adjusting my wingsuit and goggles, I moved the targeting location as I took the useless grappling gun from my side and let it fly from me. I started decelerating, but only slightly, aiming directly at the side of the glass window overlooking the mountains. Pulling out my Black Falcon 7 pistol as we settled into the last few seconds of my descent, I aimed and proceeded to fire three S9 grenade rounds.
"Gee, what the hell are you doing?"
Marissa shouted. "Improvising," I replied. "I'm going in Normandy style." An explosion rocked through the side of the house before I hit every one of my airstream pods on the wingsuit, causing the velocity to drop off sharply, even as I threw myself into a roll, slamming into the ground. I bounced a good 8 feet across the shag carpet. If I'd been human, it would have killed me. But I could take a lot more punishment than your average human. Bits of burning wood and glass were all around me, even as an ear-piercing siren wail spread across the compound. I hated going in hot and loud, but found myself doing it increasingly more often lately.